This goes to Rebecca Sue. It's her middle name, Shamel, S-C-H-A-M like Mary, E-L, N like November, P like practice. Care of Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085. Regarding Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Sherlock, S-H-E-R-L-O-C-K. Date of birth 9/22/1948. Dear Mrs. Shamel, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sherlock with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was June 13th. His kidney function has declined drastically since that time. In December of 23, creatinine was as high as 2.92. Then January 3rd of 24, it went up to 3.5. And then 1/15 of 24, it's 2.73, so slightly improved. But due to the rapid progression and worsening of kidney function, he was sent to Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I, at Great Lakes Surgical Associates for evaluation for fistula placement for future dialysis access. And then he believes he has an appointment Friday to have the fistula placed. But the daughter and patient will be stopping by Dr. Bonacci's office after they finish this appointment today. He has attended the Kidney Smart class with his family. However, since he went to the class, his wife was suddenly diagnosed with metastatic, with breast cancer that was metastasized to lungs and bone. And she passed away last week. And he's still in shock and actually very grieving about this. Fortunately, his daughter is here with him, and he has a lot of support from his daughters. He does ask quite a few questions about diet, whether he needs to restrict potassium or phosphorus at this level. Currently, he's got normal potassium level and normal phosphorus level, so we won't have him restrict either potassium or phosphorus yet. However, we'll monitor that carefully. We had to ask him to do monthly labs, and that was after January 15th when the lab was slightly improved. An order was faxed actually to the Alma Hospital, and he received a copy. But due to all his appointments and the problem with his wife's illness, he's been unable to get any new labs since January 15th. But they will be getting labs this week, his daughter promises. They weren't sure if he was ready for dialysis. I said as of the 15th, with estimated GFR up to 24 and no uremic symptoms are currently present, he's not quite ready for dialysis yet. Hopefully the fistula can be placed and can mature before he would need to start dialysis, although we can place a catheter and get him started sooner if things worsen and he develops uremic symptoms. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is down. He's lost about 18 pounds since he was seen in June. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic urinary frequency and nocturia without cloudiness or blood. He has dyspnea on exertion, and he does walk with a walker, but does not require oxygen or inhalers. He does not have a diagnosis of sleep apnea, and he has not had any recent falls. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril is 5 milligram a day. He's also on maximum dose of Zoloft, 100 milligram twice a day. Imdur, 60 milligram once daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily, is new from his last visit. His Norvasc is 10 milligram daily. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligram daily. He's on glimepiride, carvedilol. Hydralazine is also new. That's 10 milligram twice a day. He's got allogliptin, 12.5 milligram daily. and lidocaine 5% patches as needed for pain. Physical exam, he's in no acute distress. He's very hard of hearing. He's waiting to get hearing aids. Weight 215 pounds, pulse 69, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70 today. No jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done January 15th of 2024, and creatinine had improved. It's 2.73, estimated GFR of 24, albumin 4.1, calcium 8.6, phosphorus is 3.3, sodium 139, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 21, hemoglobin 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels currently. We want him to continue to get monthly lab studies done. I did advise them they may become more frequent. We may need to do them every 1 to 2 weeks if this progresses, just to monitor kidney function. 2, hypertension is well controlled with the addition of hydralazine. 3, diabetic nephropathy. We did have a prolonged service today with the patient and his daughter. They had multiple questions about dialysis, about diet for severe kidney disease, and medications. They also asked about antidepressant, they were told that he's on the maximum dose of sertraline. So maybe he'll need something added if needed. Certainly he should... he would be a great candidate for some grief counseling at this point also. That may be better than a medication since he's already on the maximum dose of Zoloft. And we do want a follow-up visit with him in this practice within the next 2 months, 1 to 2 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.